Right. So when we're looking at performance versus expectation, we have the goalie save percentage at even strength, the goals that they save above expectation. So we're able to say, these are the shots that they're facing. This is the danger value of those shots, the quality that they're seeing. And then we're able to compare it with what they're actually allowing against. And so for someone like Jordan Binnington, who's been, you know, fantastic for the Blues, he's been a plus in terms of his save percentage. He has been playing well, but no goalie has faced less quality against than he has. So the Blues have really been doing good work for him to kind of protect him. When we look at the Jets, for Bressoit, it's kind of a crazy situation for him. He's got the best rate of goals saved above expectation on the chart, which is, you know, sort of amazing. But it hasn't been because the Jets have protected him much. He's sort of hanging around in that John Gibson, Chicago Blackhawks goalies, Henrik Lundqvist from the Rangers. He's faced hard work, which means the Jets are allowing the quality chances in front of him, but he's just outperforming it. He's surviving despite that. That hasn't been the case for Hellebuck, though. He's in the heavy work quadrant as well, where, again, the Jets are just that kind of a team this year where they're giving up quality against. But Hellebuck's even strength work is a little bit below average for starters. He's given up more goals than we'd expect based on the qualities or the quantity and quality that he's faced. So it's kind of a funny situation. I think Hellebuck has that name value, that brand, that he's a starting goalie, an up-and-comer, someone who's got a bright future ahead. But it's been the backup situation that's really sort of steadied the ship for Winnipeg so far.